encourage every mother, every father in here that actually some of our greatest work as parents is building a basket to which we place them in. A basket in which they will be held on the water. A basket that it says was coated in tar and pitch. You know, tar and pitch was a protection against the water. Tar and pitch was a protection against the elements of the water. It couldn't control the water. It couldn't stop the water being out of control, but tar and pitch was a coating that she put on that basket that said, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to have a brave love that doesn't hide you forever, but a love that will plan to let you go. But here's what I'm going to plan, that when I let you go, it will be in the basket that I have built. I'm going to build a basket. What's a basket? It's the values you build around your child now. It's the values we build around our house now. It's the values like respect and honor that we are building in our house. It's the things that you say, this is how we would love for your life to go. This is what we would love your life to be wrapped in. We think a good tar and pitch for your life would be prayer and being planted. We think a great tar and pitch for your life would be being generous and being compassionate. We think great tar and pitch for your life would be that you would be otherly minded and you would be Jesus-centered. We think a great tar and pitch for your life would be that you would learn that God is your source. For us in our house, that we teach our kids that money is not what it's all about, but actually having resource to bless others is what it's all about. And so we're building tar and pitch in our children about tithing and about giving, even though they're just 10 and 12. We're building a basket because we know that basket's got us this far. And I want you to know, some of you are nervous. Some of you mums in here, they want to hide your kids when they're 15 and hide them when they're 16 and keep hiding them when they're 18. Can I let you know, that's awesome. I love the fact that you want to hide them, but that's not brave love. And instead, what you'd be better to do is to build a basket and say, it's now time for us to place you on the water. We're actually going to place you on the water and we're going to trust God who controls the water. We're going to trust him that that water will be directed in a way that's going to place you for your future. That's why, young people in here, when your mother says to you, get a job, she's not the devil. When your father says to you, take responsibility around the home, they are not against you, they are for you. But what they're saying to you is, it's time to place you on the water. Nobody wants to marry a guy that can't wash his own clothes. And all the women said, nobody wants to date a diva who thinks it's the guy's job to do everything for her. So it's our job. It's our job. It's a round of applause from a row of men over there. It's our job to build a basket. It's your youth leader's job to build a basket. And they're going to build a basket and they're going to say, here's some great values. Hey, here's a great thing that you can do that will protect you against the water, but here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to keep hiding you because it's actually time to place you on the water. Actually, it's time for you to get a J-O-B. Actually, it's time for you to pick up after yourself because you're 13. You're not 2 anymore. And that's not mean love. It's setting them up to succeed. It's saying, I'm building the basket, but now I want to place you in it. It's saying to that adult child that's about to leave home, no, I won't do your laundry every week because you're leaving. Bye. No, I'm not going to send you casseroles via Royal Mail, but I will buy you a cookbook. No, I'm not speed dial when you are financially broke if you haven't already got a job. But what I will do is I'll build a basket that says, we're praying for you. We believe in you. We're here for you. We'll encourage you. We'll embrace you. We will pray and believe with you for your breakthrough. But hey, it's time to place you on the water. And when that son says, I'm going to propose, I'm going to get married, you say, that's awesome. I'm building a basket right now to tell you how to be a great husband. I'm going to tell you some stuff that I wish someone had told me when I was thinking of getting married. I'm going to tell you how never to speak to her. I'm going to tell you how to hold her. I'm going to tell you how to respect her. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to put some tar and pitch around you, because now I have to place you on the water as you navigate your own marriage. But I want to make sure I did a good job and I built you a basket. Moses' mom knew he was an amazing son. She would have liked to have hidden him for way longer than she did. But there comes a moment in all of our journeys where we must place one another on the water. Some of you in here need to stop having people carry you and let them place you. Some of you are in your 40s and you're still having your mother carry you when actually you should be carrying her. Right. Be placed on the water. Right. It's not cruel. It's not uncaring. It's actually our gift to one another. This wisdom will place you well on the water. This love will place you well on the water. And then, like all good parents, you begin to pray, oh God, please be kind with the water. And every now and again you pray, oh God, send a tsunami to the water. God's in charge of the water, but it's our job to build baskets. Don't wait till they're 17 to build a basket. Build it now. When that 9-year-old disses his mother, build the basket. And say, that's not how we speak to people in our home. And when they have terrible table manners at age 6, begin then to build a basket so that one day someone will take them out for dinner. Build a basket. I've just realized recently more and more my job's to build the basket. And sometimes you have to have awkward conversations, but you know that conversation is a basket building conversation. You ain't gonna like this conversation, and I'm not gonna like actually having to have it with you. But you know what? If we have it, I think somehow you'll learn something that when I place you on the water, you're gonna make some good decisions. Build baskets in your marriage. Build baskets in your home. And then it says the sister stood at a distance. I love that, because we've all got to agree when it's time to place each other on the water. It's no good you as a mother placing someone on the water and then the dad pulling them out. It's too early. No, we've got to be in agreement. Otherwise, we've got confused children. Got to come to peace. No, we've agreed this together. We're stopping the allowance together. It wasn't dad's idea. It was our decision. Don't throw each other under the bus. Build the basket together. Build the basket. And then stand back, and it says the sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. You know, it's one of the things I love about our leadership college. Because when they get here, the students, I'm like, aha, someone's placed you on the water. And now what happens next is what happens next in this story. This is where we all get involved with everybody else's kids. This is where actually all of us get involved in having a part to play, because this basket, when it was placed on the water, began to move. And it says the basket then was placed on the water, verse 5, then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank, and they saw the basket among the reeds. And so she sent a slave over to get it, and she opened it, and there, behold, was this baby. And he was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is a Hebrew baby, she said. And then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, and there's so much in this I could preach, but I don't have time. Because look how God is kind to you when you put your child in the basket, that he will never let it leave your life if you're allowing it to leave your hand. So cool how she let it go, and then Pharaoh's actual choice of the nursemaid for this baby was his actual mother. I love that. So the sister says, shall I go get a Hebrew woman to nurse the baby for you? Yes, she says, go. So the girl went and got the baby's mum. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this baby, nurse him for me, and I will pay you. And all the mother said, imagine if someone had paid you for that pain. That'd be awesome. Take the baby, I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter and he became her son. Listen to this. And she named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. The second stage I want to encourage us all to be a part of is not just placing people on the water, but drawing people out of the water. And here's where we all get involved. I don't know the basket that's going to come by your life, because I don't control the water. But I do know that God will direct people towards your life. People that maybe you didn't give birth to, people that are not even in your own family line. And their life will bump up against the shore of your life. And sometimes when you look down in the basket, they will be crying. They will be a little distressed. They will be a little nervous. They may be a little scared. And I believe that God wants all of his people to be willing to draw out of the basket those that bump into our life. Because when she drew him out the basket, she was going to position him in the palace, which was another step towards the future that God had ordained for him. She was going to position him in a place that her own natural family could never have done. She was going to position him for the greatness that was within him. She was going to position him in a place where he would receive things that he could not get back home. And our job is when the basket of people's lives come by us, that we look in the basket, and when we know it's a God decision and a God call, we draw them out of the basket and we begin to set them up for success. We don't take over being their mother. She still nursed him. But what we say is, I want to help you to help him to succeed. I want to help you to help her to succeed. Can I just say, every youth leader in our church, that is exactly their heart. They're not trying to be a parent to your child, but they are going to draw out of your child the greatness within them, and they're going to help you to help them to succeed in the future. And I say that honestly. I say that knowing genuinely the people that we have on our team. And can I just say to every parent in here, because I have to tell you, we get this from time to time. We get parents that get angry with our youth leaders when they correct them. We get parents that write nasty letters complaining about people that have given up their evening to bless and to steward and to help because some youth leader said to somebody's kid, hey, that's not good behavior. And so the mama bear instinct, dad bear instinct kicks in and we're like, don't you tell my child. But can I tell you, you need people to help you draw your kids out of the water. And I, for one, am thanking every youth leader that will correct my child when I'm not there, because they become another voice to bring the greatness out of them. Their brave love is setting my kid up to do brave things. And so I say personally to every youth leader, bring it on. You're not their parent, but you are someone that can set them up to succeed. When you see it, say it, speak life into it. Bring out the greatness. And Pharaoh's daughter, she was like, I need to draw this boy out the water. So she named him Moses, drawn from the water. You know, there's a lot of people that will affect your life more than your actual parents. They'll be the ones that drew things out of you. Every life group leader in here, your job's to draw things out of people. Draw it out of them. And if you're not in a life group, you need to get in one so your basket can bump into somebody else that will see things in you that others did not, that will care for you and set you up to succeed. Drew him out the water. We need to have a permission in here, a permission in our house. I give you permission to draw things out of the water, to draw out that side of me that no one else seems to be dealing with, to draw those things out. And our commitment to one another is, before I draw you out of the basket, I'm gonna count the cost. I'm gonna know I'm making a commitment to you that I'm gonna see through. That's what I love about our leadership college, because their basket bumps against our water, bumps against our shore, and then we get not to parent them, because their parents already placed them in a basket, or their leaders already placed them, but we get to draw things out of them that will set them up for greatness. We get to say, hey, this and this, we wanna draw it and we wanna position it. We get to use our house and our resources to propel them into what God has for them. So build a basket and place them on the water. Every single one of you, be aware that you need to draw things out of the water. You young people should be drawing out of one another what is in you. Not competing. Not making fun of. Not downsizing. Saying, I see in you greatness. You know, we're close to Matthew and Ariana. Our families are close. We've been friends for years. But their son Jacob is getting a little older now, and I love him like he's one of my own, and he's a great, great young man, and I'm not gonna embarrass him by looking at him right now, because Auntie Charlotte's doing something that Auntie shouldn't do. But you know, I'm not a natural auntie to those kids. But you know, he's at college and he's learning photography, and I was showing him some photographs yesterday, and I could see his eyes getting big as he looked at the pictures that this person had taken that's very skilled, and he was learning, and I could just see there's something to be drawn out. And then I was thinking of all the brilliant people in our church that are skilled with media and cameras and filming. And I'm like, how cool that his basket has bumped into this shore where all those people can begin to draw out of him things that are already inside him. Set him up for greatness. That's what the house of God is about. Not that we go, oh yeah, well, you're only, you know, 17, 18. You know, you don't really know. No, but we say, hey, brave love, get out your basket. Believe now for great things. Actually get out your basket and grow now in what God has for you. But if we keep them safe and if we wrap them in cotton wool, brave love will never be allowed in. Time's gone, but I finish with this last thing. When you place them on the water, when you draw them out of the water, there's one day that will come when they will part waters. Moses went on to have a conversation with God right at the edge of a sea that he had no control over, right at the edge of water that he could not swim or cross. But I think in that moment, he reminded himself, God knows what he's doing with the water in my life. Because one day my mom placed me on water she had no control over, and it got me to the next place. So now I stand in front of an ocean. Now I stand in front of so much water. But you know what? I was placed on water. My name means I was drawn out of the waters. So today, God, I trust you to part these waters. Brave love moves kids from paddling to parting. Brave love gets kids to stretch their hands out and believe for the impossible. Brave love gets them on the edge of the riverbank, looking to heaven, saying, I'm gonna now try and stretch my hand out, God. Because when it's your turn, you need brave love that has pushed you to a place where you know the God who's gonna respond to your obedience. So all across the room today, I don't know where this finds you on Mother's Day. To all you mums in here that are nursing a baby, build baskets. Put tar and pitch on them. To all of you in here that don't have kids in this room right now. To all of you in here, your kids have grown. You still have a job to draw people out of the basket. Whose basket is bumping up into your life right now? Draw out of them what God has placed in them. Be the aunt, be the uncle they don't have. Be the voice And to all of you who've been placed and been drawn, it's time to part. Do something. Stretch out your hand. Go for the job. Step into the new territory. Too much has been placed in you for you to allow it to die in you. Part some waters.